to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours live on this Friday, the 14th of July, 2006. From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. Is it almost downtown or is it almost beautiful? You tell me. If you've seen Round Rock, you tell me. At any rate, On today's program, I have no scheduled guests. I am going to open up the phones for the next 2 hours, but I do want to get into the 9/11 issue. There seems to be some peeved people out there that don't seem to think that they're getting just due for the work that they have been doing. And I'm referring to Eric Huffman. I've been trying to call him to get him on air. He's walking all over everybody here. And what it appears to me to be is that that he's mad because everybody jumped on this Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and Jason Burmes video. And you've seen, folks, if you're here in Austin, Texas, you went down to the theater, and there's copies of this all over the net. I know you've seen Loose Change, too. Arguably, and I say arguably because there are probably some people out there would say, well, no, my work's more inclusive and my work is better and blah, 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 blah. And it would go on and on and on. And we could debate that until the moon does turn into cheese or the cows do come home, whichever comes first. And I am just amazed. My webmaster showed me this, and I am just I'm just flabbergasted. Because what I said the other day, And I meant this sincerely, and I don't care who it is that's in this 9/11 movement. Leave your politics out of it. Leave your personal axes out of it. Yeah. Jim Fetzer, I mean, this guy, he's a very smart man. Jim is no dummy by any stretch of the imagination. He comes from a political background that's more liberal than I would care. This is why I suggested the other day, you know, email him, call him. Just tell him to stay on point because, you know, not a lot of people appreciate your political views. And here's the point. Round robin back to this point. Here's the point. When Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and Jason Burmes put this DVD together, Loose Change 2, they left the politics out of it. Very, very smart move. Considered. They considered it carefully, proceeded to produce one of the... The world's seen this thing, folks. I mean, and they're still looking at it. It's still making the circuit. People still are watching it for the first time. So why on God's green earth would you want to get up and start throwing stones at somebody that knocked one, I mean, out of the ballpark? Over the 500-foot mark, over the top of the stadium, and into the river. Why in God's green earth would you want to start slapping people around like that? Now, I'm not done with this, because sometimes I just get a little head of steam here, because it seems like people's egos get bent, and then they go on an accusatory rant. Don't know what I'm talking about? Hang around. I'll tell you right after this.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Folks, you've been listening to this program long enough. Sometimes I just get fed up. And I get fed up with the stupidity. I get fed up with the immaturity. I get fed up when, and I call this Rome, and folks, it's not really Rome, but I use that terminology, Rome is burning here. I've got Eric Hutchman coming up on the air, but I'm going to let him sit on hold for a second, hear what I have to say, and then I'll bring him up and let him defend himself. You know, it's not fair to rip somebody up if they, A, don't have the opportunity to hear what your complaint is, or you do it in a manner that they hear about it days later and people are emailing them. Now, I'm going to go through this thing. There's people out there, that, and I believe some of them are just doing this out of sheer stupidity, being inept, not really understanding the programming, or they do it because they think it's the right thing to do, but they don't realize the consequences of their own actions, of which I think Eric Hutchman is guilty of. Okay, I'm going to let him come up and defend himself. I am seeing people here ripping apart other people. And let me tell you something, folks. Unless you walk on water, shut your damn mouth. Okay? Unless you're absolutely perfect, stop casting the stones around. I see radio talk show hosts that work their butts off. Some people don't like them because they have a personality quirk or something here or something there. And they just sit around and rip on them ad nauseum. This has got to stop. We all agree on one thing. We need unity. Well, then quit being stupid. Quit being an idiot. I almost said a-hole on the air. My apologies. I am hot. I see people ripping into Alex Jones. I see people ripping into Jeff Rentz. The two guys that have the number one and two websites, and I have issues with some of the stuff that Jeff Rentz puts on his website, but have you ever heard me talk about it? No. Why? Because he puts out good information. I hear people ripping into Alex Jones. Well, Alex, I don't like the way he does interviews, and I don't like that. This guy's pumped out more videos, and more people have seen his videos than everybody else combined. But yet people will still sit around and rip on him. Alex has had problems with me from time to time. I've had problems with Alex. But you know what? We work this stuff out. We work this stuff out. We don't go on personal attacks. We work the stuff out. You don't put it on Jump Street like it's some kind of carny show. Let me tell you what I'm talking about here. On Eric Huffschmidt's site, erichuffschmidt.net, puts a story out. Eric Huffschmidt talks with Dylan Avery, Corey Rowe, and Jason Burmes. He updated this on the 5th of July. In a phone conversation on Monday the 24th of April 2006, I discussed a few issues with three young men who made the video Loose Change. And he includes the audio file. So go to the website. I can't play the audio file here because I don't have it downloaded. But the site is erichuffschmidt.net. Go listen to it for yourself. To help understand why we're talking about and what we're talking about, here are some important points. Their video gets much more promotion than my video. I've seen your video, Eric. I think they did a better job, okay? My personal choice, my personal opinion. Their video, Loose Change, is promoted all over the nation and by people who will not even acknowledge the existence of my video, Painful Deception. Am I jealous? Question mark. He doesn't answer his own question. My concern is that the criminal network is promoting Loose Change because they consider it to be the least dangerous to them. Also, the criminal network will promote the investigators who are the youngest, most gullible, most naive. They will try to push aside the investigations that could truly expose them and promote the investigators who are incompetent or easily deceived. As you might expect, Dylan, Corey, and Jason do not believe that their video is being promoted because of their age or naivete. However, when asked them if they had listened to Benjamin Friedman's speech, they said no. He includes the Benjamin Friedman speech. I don't know that I even heard the Benjamin Friedman speech. Am I to be indicted also? If Friedman is correct about Zionist criminal network, then naturally the Zionists will promote people who do not have any clue what Zionism is. Okay, here is the supposition being set before you. What was the Israeli role in 9/11? Dylan, Corey, and Jason believe the Israeli involvement in 9/11 is similar to what Wayne Madsen tells us. I don't know what the hell Wayne Madsen said, but here it is. For example, Madsen believes that the Israelis were following the Arabs simply because they suspected the Arabs were up to something diabolical, and the nice Israelis tried to warn the U.S. government about a possible attack in the future. He also includes Wayne Madsen's article there. You can go to his site and read it. My opinion is that Madsen is a liar. I agree with this, and he talks about Daryl Bradford Smith that was once on this network. By the way, his last name is Setter. And I threw his butt off this network. Okay? On April 15th, Dylan, Corey, and Jason were interviewed by Air America host Fred McChesney. In that conversation, they also promoted the idea that the nice Israelis were trying to warn the U.S. government. What do you think has more accurate view of the Israeli involvement in 9/11? Example, KPFK radio censors me. Radio stations all over the nation are censoring me. I use KPFK radio as an example because Dylan, Corey, and Jason are familiar with that radio station. Now, quite a while ago, KPFK used my book and video during one of their fundraising drives. Months later, they wanted to do it again. But this time, somebody told me that they were not allowed to promote me or my material. I don't know about that. We'll have to get that from Mr. Huffschmidt. However, they promote Loose Change video, and they will interview Dylan, Corey, and Jason. Why will they promote Loose Change but not my video? Because the radio station does not like my views on such issues of as of the Holocaust. I guess, I don't know if that was included or not. I don't know. Now, this is the reason I'm not promoted by another 9/11 truth groups and other radio stations. I didn't even know that you had a position on Holocaust. And I have talked to you many times, Mr. Huffschmidt. My conclusion is most of the 9/11 truth groups and the media are controlled by Zionists. Let me repeat that. My conclusion is that most of the 9/11 truth groups and the media are controlled by Zionists, and they will censor anybody who brings up these issues. I can understand that each radio station will have a different viewpoint and purpose, and each station will censor people who do not fit in. But the censorship of people who are critical of Zionism is almost universal in the media of North America, Australia, and Europe. I think this nearly total censorship of views critical of Zionism is evidence of a worldwide Zionist network to take control of the media. I can't argue with that. I also believe that Hollywood has been taken over by the Zionists, as well as the State Department and other areas of our government. We like to call them the Project for a New American Century Boys, or whatever the case may be. Now, who can you trust in the 9/11 movement? There are several articles on a website by Daryl Bradford Smith, Mr. Setter, that encourage people to be suspicious of the 9/11 investigators. Dylan, Corey, and Jason do not approve of them. One particular document points out that there are some interesting relationships between some of the 9/11 investigators that could be a sign that Dylan, Corey, and Jason are being manipulated by a criminal network or are part of a criminal network. The diagram shows some of the liars who are on direct or indirect contact with Dylan Avery. Now, here's the flow chart. Mike Rivero, and it goes to Alex Jones, to Rents.com, to Carl Schwartz, to me, to Greg Szymanski, Webster Tarpley, and Frank Whalen. Tom Flacco, Phil Jahan, Joyce Riley, and David Von Kleist. And then from the Carl Schwartz, we go to Deborah Simon, which connects to the Simon family, which directs to Lee Hamilton and the 9/11 Commission. People who work with Deborah Simon insist that she's trying to help the 9/11 movement. However, if she really wants to help us expose this crime, then why doesn't she expose the Simon family financial ties to people such as Lee Hamilton, who are on the 9/11 Commission? I don't know. I'll have to ask her myself. But I don't know that Deborah Simon, and I've spoken to her, I don't know that Deborah Simon is a bad person. But see, here's a lot of innuendos going on here. And who's right smack in the middle of this one? My name. And I'm upset about this. Furthermore, why doesn't Deborah Simon finance people like me? I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like you. Or Christopher Bolin, or Daryl Bradford Smith, or Michael Collins Piper, or any other people who are investigating 9/11, why does the Simon family only provide financial and other assistance to people who lie about 9/11? Carl Schwartz, he appears to be a liar. Daryl Bradford Smith refers to him as a grifter. I don't care what Daryl Bradford Smith says. And Smith assumes Schwartz is posting articles under the name of John Carlson. If you think Schwartz is truly the president of a large scientific research company, call his company and talk to any of the scientists or engineers or anybody in the accounting or advertising. You could have cleared that up by calling me, except you know all, you listen to somebody, you get something in your head, and you spin off in la-la land, and then it gets plastered all over the web. I am upset here. We'll get to you in a second, Eric. There was not even a proper answering machine when I called the company. A voice on the answering machine did not identify the company or the person or the message. I recognized Schwartz's voice, but the message was something as crude as, leave a message and we'll get back to you. If you didn't recognize his voice, you'd assume you accidentally dialed somebody's private cell phone number. Well, you did dial his cell phone number. Rather than a multi-million dollar high-tech corporation, he doesn't have a building because he doesn't have Patmos. He is still selling the technology in Europe. As a matter of fact, he's there right now. Okay? He doesn't have the bricks and mortars you can go up and put your hand on and say, oh, I guess the guy's valid because I see a building. Skip that break. The hell with a break. I'm hot, folks. You people out there in this movement better get your head out of the dark dang place you got it parked in. There is much more to this game than just your penny-ante little assertions. Let me go on here. I'm going to get this out, and then I'm going to bring Eric up. And this is fair. I don't consider this to be unfair. If you're going to shoot your mouth off on the web, Let's do it right here, right now on this program. I've had it up to my eyeballs with you cockamamie people out there because you get your feelings bent a little bit that somehow you got to pee all over the entire movement. And you don't give a damn. Let me calm down so I can get through this. Schwartz promotes himself as a 9/11 investigator, and John Carlson and Rents.com also promotes his theories, and his theories are downright stupid. Really? Funny, I am looking at the Idaho Observer paper today, replete with pictures of the wings that they took from the Pentagon that seems to suggest that, in fact, that might be an A3 Sky Warrior, exactly what Carl Schwartz said that it was. But I guess he's a liar. However, Dylan Avery included Schwartz's theories in both the first and second edition of Loose and Change. He's also praised Schwartz as a 9/11 investigator. Why did he consider Schwartz to be so important? Was he influenced by Deborah Simon? I don't know. I'm going to ask Carl myself. Maybe if Carl's listening to the program today, he can also call in. You know, let me just shut up and get through this. What is Schwartz doing with Simon's investment? The RBN Radio Network is very friendly with Schwartz, and RBN Network is promoting a lot of liars. Coincidence? I'm going to tell you what, Eric. If you were standing here right now, you'd have two black eyes, you sack of doo-doo. And God help you, you ought to be glad I can't reach for the phone lines and rip your lungs out of your chest. You think I'm pissed? You better believe I am, because I'm seeing this repeated over and over and over again in the Patriot community. I don't get my way. I'm going to go pound sand in my own sandbox. I think I'm being slighted, so I'm going to pee all over everybody. I've got way more invested than you do, Mr. Huffschmidt, in everything. Years, time, and money. And for you to besmirch me on my own... let me calm down here. John Stadtmiller. Stadtmiller operates the RBN Network. He also published Carl Schwartz's book, and he was supporting Schwartz for president in 2008. How can anybody consider Schwartz to be an improvement over George Bush or John Kerry? I don't know. Did you read his book? Has Stadtmiller been fooled by Schwartz, or do they work together to deceive us? I'm telling you, Abe, Huffschmidt, I'm telling you, if you were standing right here, I'd knock your goddamn head off. Excuse me. Excuse me, I apologize, folks. I apologize. Let me calm down before my cheese really slides off my crackers. How can we respect Stadtmiller when he looks up to Carl Schwartz? Something is seriously wrong here. Also, look at his radio network. I realize it's difficult to find people to do honest radio shows, but take a look at some of the radio hosts on RBN Network. Greg Szymanski. Szymanski is pushing the theory that the Vatican is behind all the world's corruption. Example, he also promotes the idea that U.S. military has some aliens that are 8 feet tall, run 40 miles an hour, and live for 800 years. Szymanski is a mental defect, a con artist, and or a member of the criminal network that is trying to deceive us about 9/11 and Zionism. Webster Tarpley. Webster Tarpley denies that Israel plays any role in world corruption. Supposedly the Bush family and a few other mysterious people are behind the world's corruption, and Israel is an innocent victim. Tarpley is too intelligent not to realize that he is lying. He must be a member of some criminal network. Oh, so he holds a certain point of view, good, bad, or indifferent. He's got to be part of a criminal cabal. Frank Whalen. My morning guy. On April 26, 2006, Frank Whalen told the audience that it happens that Eric John Phelps was correct about the Vatican being behind the world corruption and that all the Jews will be demonized. By the way, you can go up to this website, Eric Huffschmidt, and listen to it for yourself. When mentioned several times that the mysterious evil monsters behind the world's corruption are going to demonize the Jews, and he's also got examples there. David von Kleist, Joyce Riley, is another person who tries to deny or minimize the role of Zionism in world corruption. But the strangest accusations on the Internet are about his wife, Joyce Riley. There's more information in the document. Okay, let's take a swipe at them, too. I personally don't like those two. I'll be honest with you. But you don't hear me on the air ever, ever, ever saying anything about them, do you? Because they have an audience. They're putting out information. They are chipping away at what is eating us alive. Because I personally don't like them would give me reason to whack them on air for my pleasure or my ego or for whatever else? Absolutely not. The only question I cannot answer is, why is he lying? Has he been bribed, blackmailed, or threatened? Or is he part of the criminal network? Again, he's part of a criminal cabal because he doesn't see things like Eric Hufschmidt does. Or is he just some mentally unstable religious whack job who believes that God wants him to drive the Muslims out of Palestine? Or is he a crypto Jew? Jeff Rentz, Alex Jones, Mike Rivero. Jeff Rentz promotes both Carl Schwartz and John Carlson. Alex Jones promotes Jeff Rentz and appears on Rentz's radio show. So what? Mike Rivero promotes Alex Jones and appears on Jones's radio show. Again, so what? Thousands of us used to trust Alex Jones, but it's become obvious that he's trying to minimize the role of Zionism and blame the world's corruption on mysterious entities such as the Germanic death cults, Luciferian controllers, and the New World Order. Maybe you ought to listen to Alex's show a little bit more. I just heard Davey in Dallas call into his program last week, and Alex didn't cut him off. What was he talking about? Zionist. So there you go, Eric. We learn more about Zionism by avoiding Jones and Rivero, for example. Okay. Also, take a look, close look at how stupid Rivero's defense of the official story of Flight 77 is. You should at least read the first three paragraphs of the article. Rivero is obviously lying about many issues. The question is why. Why wouldn't we investigate Dylan Avery? I don't know. 22 years on the face of the planet. How much evil could this kid do? It was a stroke of genius what he did with that DVD, with that information. A stroke of genius. I wished I could have done it. I can't. I don't have the capability. But a 22-year-old kid did. Why wouldn't we wonder if some of those liars influenced Phil Jahan or Dylan Avery? In fact, we would be fools not to wonder if all of them are not part of a criminal network. All right, there's just a little bit left here, but folks, what is the point? What is the point of the patriot movement in this country today? Isn't it to restore a constitutional republic? Isn't one of the keys to this to be 9/11? And for the people, Alex Jones just went out there to L.A. a couple of weeks ago. Had a knockdown, drag-out, bang-up show. I got some people accusing him of $74 for a two-day event. That's a ripoff. I got a ticket to a rock concert show for $45. I'm going, what are these people thinking? Have you ever gone out and tried to rent a ballroom in a hotel for 2 days? To buy airfare tickets? To do all the things necessary to put an event on? No, you haven't. Otherwise, you wouldn't have made the stupid remark that $74 was a ripoff. They may be doing it out of stupidity. Maybe their little feelings are hurt. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing right now. And I am the head of this network, and I make the decisions for this network. And I will tell you this. That anybody that wants to go out there and slash and burn and cut and trash and accuse other patriots for the work that they're doing will not be on this network as guests or call-ins or whatever. It's time that people smarten up. All right, we're going to go to break here. And on the other side of the break, I'm going to bring Eric Hufschmidt on. Now, I have vented. I'm going to give this guy an opportunity to explain himself, and I especially want him to explain to me how John Stadtmiller got mixed up with Dylan Avery and all this other crap. We'll do that after this break. I'm going to go do something constructive. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Do I walk on water? Absolutely not. Most people that know me know that I have a temper. And it takes me a while to get cooking, but once I get cooking, man, it just explodes, as you just were witnessed on this radio program. Do I apologize for it? No. It's a part of me. Eric Hupschmidt.
Yes.
You heard me. You were on cue. You were on hold. You heard what I had to say.
Yes.
What do you have to say?
Well, you have no. There's nothing wrong with you getting upset. See, the point I'm trying to make is there is nothing wrong with investigating any of us. And your honesty will turn up if we investigate. If we don't investigate, we will never even know it. But like you mentioned about Carl Schwartz, you said I should call you rather than that cell phone number. I mean, what is it about his company? If he is simply trying to sell a company, if he's in negotiations or something, that's not a company. I could do that. I could send a letter to AT&T saying, I'd like to buy your company if I can get the funding.
By the way, Carl Schwartz was just called in Budapest, and he's over there selling the Patmos technology, and he's trying to get the funds up to start that glass palace that you can't lay your fingers on.
Yeah, but to say you're in negotiations, you're trying,
he is not. Look, I'm going to tell you something. I've had many questions about Carl Schwartz. Is this guy a phony? Is he a ripoff artist? Is he a grifter? Is he this? Is he that? I know Carl pretty well, probably as well as anybody else knows Carl Schwartz. And he was looking for investment money. He has a company called Patmos Technology LLC. Does he actually have literally a building, a complex, secretaries, whatever? No, he doesn't. And he will tell you that. He is looking for the investments for his nanotechnologies.
But what I'm saying is anybody can do that. Anybody.
That's what he's doing. Okay, so what's his great sin? So what's his great sin?
The sin is he's not a businessman. He is simply looking for money. And this...
All right. Okay, all right.
I mean, a child can do this. And then he's saying an A3 Sky Warrior hit the building?
Well, did you hear what I said about the Idaho Observer? They have a picture in their newspaper, this week's edition, the June 24th edition. Well, it's actually a couple of weeks old now, but I just received it in the mail. But they have a picture of what was taken at the Pentagon, and it looks suspiciously like A3 Warrior wings. Now, that's what Carl said that he thought it was. A lot of people took him to task on that. You know what we know? It wasn't a 757.
Yeah, we don't know a lot. We don't know very much at all.
All right, let's continue here.
Okay, well, the article you read is not really criticizing you, so I don't know why you're getting so worried. I was pointing out, look at the guests on your show. You mentioned some of them, and I don't see the point. What's wrong with this? What's wrong with saying Greg Szymanski, for example, is trying to blame it all on the Vatican? Where is the proof of this? There is no proof the Vatican is behind any of this. Webster Tarpley is the same way. Frank Whalen. I mean, I know that you can't...
I'm going to read for you again your quote. And the RBN network is promoting a lot of liars. Coincidence? What is that? If that's not an indictment against me, personally. You don't think I should personally be upset?
Well, yeah, but I put in there, I realize it's difficult to find guests. Because, I mean, a host, if I had to find one, I'd be in the same predicament you're in. It's like, who do you get? Who do you get to do this when there's not that much money in it? You know, I know the situation you're in. There's not much money in it. It's a desperate situation. How do you afford it? How do you pay your bills? How do you find people? It's difficult. And that's why I say, I realize it's difficult. And then you have Carl Schwartz. And people, it's like, if you're suspicious of him, what do you think the rest of us must think? I mean, you work with the guy. You know him well. We don't. Most of us have never met the guy. And so if you're suspicious, you got to wonder how we must feel. Anyone who looks into his company sees nothing. And yet somehow this billionaire Simon family is giving him money. They're investigating. They're investing in his company. Look at the latest issue of Vanity Fair that says, they're quoting Corey Rowe saying that these people, Corey Rowe and the others, gave away 100,000 copies of their DVD for free.
Yep.
How did those college students afford to do that?
Because they actually made money off the sales of the Loose Change 2 and had these duplicated and were handing them out because they figured it was important for people to see it.
Okay, they made so much that they can afford 100,000 copies just to pass out for free.
Well,
how many did they sell?
You know, what do you work for the IRS or something? Are you looking at their tax returns?
No, but I know how hard
it is.
But
no, what you're doing here, Eric, is making a lot of accusations, raising questions. This is not investigating.
That's
you're
right.
Just simply making accusations.
I'm bringing up issues that we need to look into.
Oh, and who the hell self-appointed you, pal, to
Nobody.
Look over the 9/11 movement?
No, I'm bringing up issues. I'm saying this is what we should be looking at. Who are these people? How did they sell so many? You know how hard it is to sell. I know how hard it is to sell. I mean, think about it. $100,000 to give away for free? Even if they're $1 a piece, that's $100,000 just to pass out? I mean, come on. Where did they get that money? And you know how hard you can't to sell that many DVDs. Did you sell that many Loose Change DVDs?
No, I didn't. I didn't sell $100,000 worth.
Yeah, well, who did? Who's even? How can you afford this? And then you look at the Deborah Simon.
Okay, did you ask Corey Rowe where the hell he got money for 100,000 copies? Did you ask him that?
I didn't even see this until just a couple of days ago. This just came out.
What do you mean you didn't see what?
This article in Vanity Fair where they're claiming to give him away. I didn't even realize this until just a couple of days ago. Otherwise, I would have put this in there too.
Okay. So without talking to Corey Rowe,
I've talked to those people.
Oh, but hold on.
I'm telling you. We need to investigate. I'm not saying, I'm not making any accusations against you, and I'm not making any accusations against most of these people. I'm saying, look at these strange coincidences.
What do you mean you're not making any accusations here? You wrote this damn thing, and I'm looking at the flow chart here that you put together, and you're calling all of these people, Greg Szymanski and Webster Tarpley, these are bad guys. Frank Whalen's a bad guy. Who is in the center of this flow chart if it's not John Stettmiller
with
the skull and bones on it, a poison sign?
The location is only because I was trying to fit it in there. Don't take it as you're being the center. That I was just squeezing things around in there. The location doesn't mean anything. I was just pointing out, you know, these guys, Frank Whalen, these other people are lying. They're ignoring the evidence. This is not an innocent mistake they're making. And
would it surprise you that I've made mistakes on the air?
Yeah, but
I don't have people calling me a liar or a disinformation artist because I happen to make a mistake. And if somebody points it out and I'm wrong, I'd admit it.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see the accusation. It isn't really you. It's those people on the network. You see, that's why I say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I should call my international bankers friends that's backing this network and ask them.
That's what I bring up. It's like. See, this is why I mean. There's a billionaire Zionist family. I mean, I'm not talking millionaires. These are billionaires. Lee Hamilton is getting money from them. Lee Hamilton lies about 9/11. This same family that lies about 9/11 is helping Corey Rowe, Dylan Avery, Carl Schwartz.
Lee Hamilton. Whoa, stop here. Lee Hamilton is helping Corey Rowe?
No. The Simon family.
So Deborah Simon is not her own entity. Somehow you've made this connection between Deborah Simon, the Simon family, and Lee Hamilton. This is the inference you're making here. So
yes.
Automatically, Deb Simon is a bad person.
It's suspicious, is what I'm saying. We need to look at this because the Simon family, out of Ohio, these people are billionaires. They are funding a lot of politicians. Lee Hamilton is one of them. Lee Hamilton lies about the 9/11. He was on that commission. This same family, on one hand, they're helping to lie and cover it up. On the other hand, they seem to be funding Dylan Avery, Phil Jahan, Carl Schwartz. And then Carl Schwartz, what's he doing?
So I'm trying to understand this. Because Deborah Simon of the Simon family can't be her own entity. She can't be her own person.
She could.
There's a possibility that she is, Eric.
That's right.
And you're making these connections here.
If she's on her own, then we have to ask her, where's she getting the money? She told Phil she's like working at a veterinarian's cleaning up the mess that's on the floor and stuff. If she's on her own, is this her own money that she saved up?
I don't know. I haven't asked her.
Well, this is what we need to look into.
Here's my point. Without asking anybody anything, you're putting this on the web. This is my point. Without doing one iota of picking up a phone and talking to these people, you're making accusations. And you're including me in this little cabal of what you keep promoting as criminality.
Well, that was it's the network. It's not you.
Oh, it's my network. It's not me.
No. I mean, I'm just pointing out. Look at these other people and see, like Jeff Rentz, they're not even on your network. Alex Jones, Mike Rivero, they're all lying. Every one of these people. This is not, those people, I will say, are liars. And I'm just pointing out that some of the people on your radio show are the same liars, same type of liars. And I'm bringing up the connection. What is Carl Schwartz doing? Is he influencing this radio station with his money, which he may have gotten from the Simon family?
Whoa, back up here. You mean the network? We don't have a radio station. We have a network. Are you saying that Carl Schwartz's money is influencing this network?
That's what I'm asking.
I'm here to tell you, no, he isn't. And for you to bring this up, Eric Kupfschmidt, makes you a damn fool. And I'm here to challenge you on it.
That's right. And so all we got to do to find out if I'm...
No, I don't have time to sit around and talk to idiots and defuse somebody's lurid little...
But
accusations.
Here's your chance to Carl Schwartz.
It's not my chance. It's yours, pal.
Give me something. Carl Schwartz's. Here's your chance.
Ah, jeez.
Show me I'm a fool.
Cut this guy off. Jeez.
Show me I'm a
fool. Just keep him in queue for a second before I lose my mind. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's take some other callers here. Jim in Texas, go on. You're up. Go ahead.
Lying. Every one of these people. This is not, those people, I will say, are liars. And I'm just pointing out that some of the people on your radio show are the same liars, same type of liars. And then, but, and I'm bringing up the connection. What is Carl Schwartz doing? Is he influencing this radio station with his money? Which he may have gotten from the Simon family.
Whoa. Wait. Did we reroute?
We don't have a radio station. We have a network. Are you saying that Carl?
Wait a minute. That's playing back. Stop. Get Chris in here. Something just happened to our board here. Everybody, just hang on. For some reason, this is looping right back through the board. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting my own program looped back to me in about a 3-minute delay. All right. Okay, fix the problem here. Okay, is it good? All right, Jim, go ahead. Okay, Jim, are you there?
Here's your chance. Show me.
I'm getting the same thing looped right back to me. Whatever it is, fix it, because I can't take any other callers. Okay. All right. Clarence in Oklahoma, go ahead.
Yeah, John, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes, sir.
You're doing great work.
Well, I'm trying to, but, you know, I've just had enough of people that have these unanswered questions, and they feel that it's their duty and their right to plaster this stuff around without doing the least bit of investigation and making these accusations.
Yes. I tell you what strikes me about this whole situation that you're in. I worked in radio 30-some years ago when I was in college, but I had the wherewithal to get out, you know. And you probably understand what I'm saying on that. I decided I wanted a real job, but I wish I was back in it, though. I loved it. But what I'm going to tell you is, what you're doing is, you know, when you do what you do, when you go out there and you put out there the facts, And that's what you put out is facts. Everything you say can be backed up. Then how can people attack you like this?
Well, it's not really an attack, see, because Eric Hufschmidt didn't bother to call me to discuss this issue. Mm-hmm. He wanted to include me in this hit piece that he did without even talking to me.
Yeah.
That he claims, and he backs up, and he claims, well, we all need investigating. No, I could sit here and ream out 25 things that I suspect about Eric Hufschmidt without even talking to the man.
Right.
This is what the mainstream media does. This is not what people in the Patriot movement that are trying to get their country back and trying to find out what's really going on and moving in a forward direction. This has got me steamed because I've been hearing a lot of it. And I'm taking people to task, not on the air, but this one just set me off today. When my webmaster showed me this 5 minutes before airtime, and I just went off like a rocket.
You know, and you're right to do it, John, because I'll tell you why you're right to do this and why you're right to bring this up. Because they named a bunch of people I listen to. I take American Free Press. I didn't wake up till about 2 years ago. I'm a newbie. You know, I've lived all this life. I'm 54 years old. And I finally, you know, if I could write a book, I'd write that everything you think you know, you don't know. You know, and that things are not what they seem, you know.
And you know what? Mistakes are going to be made.
Yeah.
And
that's just it. You know, they can shoot at you. They can snipe at you. You're doing the job of trying to save this country, and people don't realize that.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what really shocked me today, and I've spent most of the day in this cauldron of just being just. I had a guy that beat us up to the point on a $400,000 gold deal that he wants me to take 1% of $400,000 and do a deal for him, and supposedly is in support of this network.
Yeah,
and you know what my response was to the gold and silver trader that was handling that account? Tell him to take his money. I don't want his money. And I'll tell you what, if I do receive any funds, as badly as I need those funds, whatever I get off of that gold deal, I'm going to send that money back to that guy. So every damn time he looks at his little pile of gold, he's going to think about me.
Yeah.
You know, I've had it up to my eyeballs. A lot of people out there think that if they sit around and listen to the radio for 12 hours a day, that they're doing their part. You know, that's what is astounding me, because people are listening, that somehow that this is going to change anything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I got to move on. My phones are loaded.
Oh, I can imagine. But just keep after it, John, because these people have got to come to understand. We don't all agree totally 100% on everything. Nobody does. But we do know the core facts.
Yes, sir. Hey,
I got it. That's what we need to stick to,
and
regardless.
We will continue to do that. Thanks for your call, Clarence.
You bet.
I have Dylan Avery online. Go ahead, Dylan. You're on the air. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I just turned into the show, and I heard your conversation. I figured I'd chime on in.
Well, I'll tell you what. I also have Eric Huffschmidt. Why don't you bring Eric up also? I don't know if you saw the piece that Mr. Huffschmidt did on you.
Trust me, John. We're well aware of it. We're well aware of the piece. We actually, as Eric mentioned, we conducted a 1-hour interview with him concerning the article.
Mm-hmm.
And we laid things out. We were honest. We answered every single question as honestly as possible, straight up. And as you can see, Eric obviously still has a problem with us. And then we just heard Eric talking about the Vanity Fair article and the fact that we've given away 100,000 DVDs automatically being funded by the Zionist movement. So I just thought I'd call in to contribute to that.
Well, and exactly, was the $100,000 or 100,000 copies of Loose Change, was that accurate?
Yeah, we've basically given away, Jason, you say about 100,000 copies, right?
100,000 copies, you don't understand, we get them in spindles.
Yeah, I mean, we get them in spindles. That's the thing, is Eric is thinking about case DVDs. We get DVDs in spindles made up for like 50, 60 cents a piece, and we just give them all out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what our free DVDs are on the front of the page, and that we've made enough money to do that off of the sales of the DVD, and that's what we do. We make money and we give it back to the movement.
Okay, whoever's talking in the background, tell them to stop because your phone is bad. If you want to get them on the program, just tell them to call in on the board.
Jason was trying to call in. He couldn't get through. That's why.
Okay, click. What's that?
Oh, Jason was calling in and he couldn't get through. You want me to tell him to try again?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. We don't have a line available. We're full here. As soon as we got a line clear, we'll bring him up. But
yeah, sure. But in the meantime, basically what it comes down to is that we've sold about 75,000 to 100,000 copies of the DVD total, and that's with the ones we sell in spindles and the ones we sell in cases. From that money, we've made enough to print up approximately 100,000 DVDs. Again, these are ones that don't come in cases, which is why we get them for so cheap.
Right.
We put them in envelopes and we mail them out to people. I mean, we do it all day, every day.
Now, let me bring up is Eric still there? Bring him up. Okay. Now, you heard what he just said.
He said he sold 75,000.
No, you talk to him. Don't talk to me. You talk to him.
Oh, hello, Dylan.
Hello, Eric.
Now, you sold 75,000. See, and you're saying that the Simon family is not helping you?
Oh, that's ridiculous, Eric. Deborah Simon has never given me a dollar. She gave me the CBC footage, and that is it. She's never financially contributed to me in any way.
And what about the movie that's coming up then? Who's funding that? How is that happening?
Because we made a good movie, and now Hollywood came to us and asked us.
But who's Hollywood?
Hollywood? Oh, let me guess, Eric. The Jews are Hollywood, right?
No, who? You tell me. I'm asking now. That minute says, why don't I talk to you? This is one reason I don't talk to you guys.
I'm not about to disclose my personal business deals with you. Okay?
It's not a personal business deal with me. It's with the world, and they're going to find out when the movie's released.
Yeah, you're right. And then I'll tell them. But right now, we haven't signed anything on paper, so I'm not legally allowed to say anything.
All right. So you got to deal with Hollywood. Now, the question that people like me have is, how did you sell so many DVDs?
Because we made a good DVD, Eric. We made a good movie. People liked it. They copied it. They gave it to their friends.
Okay, then why? And look, KPFK, I know these. I use that example because we both know them. They are not interested in whose DVD is better. They simply don't want to promote me because I mentioned the Holocaust is a hoax.
Well, not only that, Eric, but, I mean, we helped raise about $1 million for them on their first fund drive. So, yeah, they kind of wanted to use our DVD over and over again.
Before yours was out there, they wanted to use mine again, and they
didn't. I'm fully aware of that, Eric. I'm fully aware of that.
And you know the reason is not because yours was better. It didn't even exist.
Eric, I know.
It was because of my views of the Holocaust and Zionism.
Eric.
Don't you get it?
Yes, I do get it. I've told you this numerous times that Christine Blasio has confirmed that's the reason that they kicked you off.
But that's
man.
Only one of the people. It's all, it's universal.
What are you getting at here, Eric? What is your big deal?
What I'm getting at is you get the promotion because you support the Holocaust. You support
because I support the Holocaust. So here you go. I'm a Holocaust.
Okay, are you telling me the Holocaust exists or doesn't? What do you know about it?
What do you know about the Holocaust?
Yes. Tell me how many Jews were gassed in World War II.
I obviously have not spent nearly as much time
researching
the Holocaust.
You either haven't spent any or you're lying. It's like I said, this is why they promote you.
Eric, they promote me because I'm not crazy.
No. You can laugh it off all you want. The Holocaust.
I will laugh it off, Eric, because this
Bobby
is ridiculous.
Bobby Fischer, the chess champion, also got...
Bobby Fischer, the chess champion, I know, yes, he got
and
his...
And he
got
attacked
his, he got
as a lunatic because he also said the same thing.
Okay, Eric.
It's great. Universal. It's great. Universal. If
awesome.
You dare, if you
awesome.
Dare, stand up
Eric,
to the Zionists.
Mr. Hufschmidt, your problem is not with us, okay? Your problem is obviously with the Jews. Now, if you want to take it out... You know, if you want to do this, that's fine, but don't bring innocent people into it who obviously have nothing to do with this criminal movement that you're obviously afraid of.
I'm not... What? Look,
what?
The reason
yeah, exactly.
I'm saying the reason you're being promoted is you either don't know anything about it or you don't want to talk about it.
Let the host jump in here for a second. Look, what on the... You've seen Loose Change, obviously, Eric.
Yes.
They were smart enough to leave the politics out of it, Democrats versus Republicans, liberals versus, you know, the neocons, whatever else.
Right.
They had a message. This young man and his friends sat down at a computer, put this thing together, and it was extraordinary the way that they did it. Now, at what point did you want him to include the Holocaust in this thing?
None. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't put it in their mind. I didn't say anything about it in mine either.
Okay, but the post that you made here, and let me ask you this, Dylan. Did you actually see this post on his site? Did you read what I you weren't around for this. You came in later. I read
the... We know all about this. Like I said, we had a one-hour conversation with him about the article, trying to clear it up so he would take it down. And to this day, he still hasn't taken down the article. In fact, according from what I'm hearing, he's actually working on it more.
Well, and what there's accusations being made here with no foundation whatsoever, just a bunch of innuendos that somehow that we're all involved in some kind of criminal conspiracy.
Well, no, I'm not saying you are.
We told you, Eric. We've told you, and we've explained these things to you, and we have explained every single thing that you have a problem with, and yet you are still propagating this whole, you know, this paranoid delusion that all these people in the movement are somehow tied together to this shadowy criminal network and that they're all working together and that Deb Simon has funded me, which I've told you repeatedly is not true, and yet you still keep bringing it up as if it's fact.
I'm not saying what is the connection. I'm not saying she funded you. I'm just saying what is it? And who's Jason Burmis? Who is this guy?
Burmis?
What family is he coming from? Why are you hiding this?
Dude, we've already told you all this, Eric. We've told you
again.
No,
you don't.
You
never answer the question. Who is he? Eric, where is his parents?
Eric,
what is his
Eric.
Family?
Eric, we told you this. We told you this on this one-hour
conversation. Well, say it again. I forgot. Who is he?
I'm not Jason Burmis. We're trying to get
you
him
know
on
who
the
he
air.
Is. Who
hold,
is he?
Stop. Okay, we got to take the break here. Do we have an open line yet?
If we have an open line, I'd love to get him on.
Yeah, so would I. I'll tell you what. I'm going to cut one of you callers that are on hold right here. Don't take this personally, but we've got to clear a line. And nobody, please, nobody dial into this thing because I want to get Mr. Burmis on also. Because I want to find out what kind of scumbag this Mr. Burmis is. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back, clear that line off. Caller, whoever gets cut off, please call back into the show. I don't want to be rude here, but I need an open line, and I need it now. We'll take the break. We'll be back with my guests today, Dylan Avery and Eric Hufschmidt. We'll be right back. I am sick and tired of this stuff, folks, and it's going to stop, and I'm going to help stop it.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.